In Starr County, rigging elections is a business, according to Omar Escobar, the district attorney for the area.
Elderly people, many of whom receive food bank distributions, sort of approached by workers and being told, you know, hey, here's an application for ballot by mail, you need to sign this thing. And as soon as you get the ballot, we're going to come in and we're going to prepare it for you. Of course, as soon as that ballot came in, they'd swoop in and help them sort of vote the right way.
Escobar was testifying before the Texas Senate Committee on State Affairs. He said the vote harvesters were being paid to collect those ballots, and he said voters who hand over their mail-in ballots to campaign workers have little awareness that their votes are being altered and that they're being victimized.
Our investigation showed that we had one person, just one person, assist 230 voters in an application for ballot by mail, just one. Now, this is the application for ballot by mail. On this other side, on the in-person voting, you have people who are going to assist, and of course the assistant is watching this voter vote and sometimes marking the ballot for them.
He said Texas needs tougher criminal penalties for making a false statement on a voter registration application and changing votes while assisting voters illegally. Those are two proposed changes in SB 9, an omnibus bill that would make sweeping alterations to how Texas votes. But the challenge for fixing aggressive voter assistance for the elderly and disabled is that it could make it much more difficult or impossible for those citizens to vote. Jeff Miller of Disability Rights Texas.
That and the Americans with Disabilities Act, some of the provisions around access to the polls there, we believe that there needs to be some language in some of the sections that specifically reference those rights so that people don't lose that ability to vote independently because it's so important for the people that we represent.
Another threat to Texas elections isn't just erasing one vote at a time, but doing it by the thousands in a single second by hacking election machines. Anthony Schaefer, an expert on cyber warfare with the London Center for Policy Research, testified that there are now significant vulnerabilities to the entire voting system in Texas from hackers and foreign cyber attacks. And just because an electronic voting machine isn't connected to the internet doesn't mean it's protected from hackers.
I'm here to warn Texans that the paperless direct recording electronic voting machines, known as DREs, are open targets for foreign interference in our elections. Whether it be China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, or any other nation seeking to undermine the integrity of our elections, Texas is one of only 13 states that still use DREs. And it's my understanding that they're using these DREs in over 140 counties.
Under SB 9, there would be a requirement to upgrade the voting machines and for a paper ballot backup system that could be recounted and audited if needed. This is the standard that 36 states already have in place. The major concern that voter rights advocates have about SB 9 is the harsh criminal penalties for anyone who accidentally makes a mistake filling out a voter registration card or voting. But Jonathan White of the Attorney General's office testified that law enforcement's response would hinge on detecting the intent of the offense. He said they would gauge if it was an honest mistake or a criminal act.
The fraud or the fraudulent statements must be made with the intent with the knowledge of the falsity of those statements and with the intent that they be, you know, used to produce a ballot fraudulently or whatever the case may be.
However, that assurance doesn't sit well with critics of SB 9, like James Slattery, senior staff attorney at the Texas Civil Rights Project. He points to the 5 years in prison that was given to Crystal Mason.
We have at least one case, Crystal Mason, where a person made a good faith mistake and is going to serve multiple years in jail, but then you have other people who commit more serious offenses who seem to get off.
Slattery says all of the increased criminal penalties in SB 9 will make registering to vote, registering others to vote, and then voting itself much more intimidating in Texas.
So if I am a citizen who wants to go out and register people to vote and help them get out to vote, but I'm looking at now a set of new laws that would send me to jail for longer if I make an innocent mistake, you might think, well, maybe my time is better spent elsewhere. Why put up with the risk?
Texas is a state where voter participation is already one of the lowest in the nation. While SB 9 does a lot of things in regard to state elections, it does nothing to try to make voting or registering to vote any easier. David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.